Good morning, everyone. It's Monday morning. It's the what's the date today? It's Monday, May the 10th. And I just sat down at my computer, just going through my mail, getting ready to do some writing, actually. Need to get my novel Roadkill finished this week. Actually need to polish off these kind of last big scenes by Wednesday or by the end of Wednesday, because we got the bank holiday weekend coming up. Thursday, Friday is bank holidays here in Denmark and probably a lot of other places. So, if I don't get them done by Wednesday, then, 4 days off, as it were, Thursday, Friday, and then the weekend, that will kind of really interrupt my flow. So I'm really hoping, or like a war campaign, really, really pushing to get things done by Wednesday. So I'm going to be doing that shortly. But yeah, I just wanted to bring to your attention a story on publishingperspectives.com. I'm actually subscribed to their daily newsletter, which I really recommend, actually. If you're kind of a writer and you're into publishing or anything like that, publishingperspectives.com, they do a daily newsletter with some really great kind of features and stories and discussions just about publishing in general. So I'd really recommend that site. And there's a nice discussion that they're starting this morning, which is titled "Is There a Digital Talent Emergency in Book Publishing?" Then there's a small article outlining the discussion, and then of course they're asking for people to kind of send them their comments. And really, what the discussion is about, it kind of comes from the fact that there was the Web 2.0 Expo last week, I think it was in San Francisco. The discussion really is whether or not publishing companies are actually using Web 2.0 effectively. And when we talk about Web 2.0, of course, we're talking about social media and social networking and interaction with people online. It used to be that publishing companies, they would publish books, they would send them to bookstores, and the bookstores would sell them. So publishing companies really didn't have a huge amount of interaction with the people that eventually bought their books. Of course, that's all changed now. You can buy books directly online, you can buy books, e-books, you can buy audiobooks, and you don't even need to visit a shop to do it. So there's this whole kind of culture now of companies actually directly interacting with the people that buy their products, so to speak. So really, the discussion is whether or not publishing companies are actually using social media effectively. It's not enough just to employ a couple of geeky guys to start a Twitter feed or a Facebook page or things like that. The discussion really is about publishing companies having to form whole departments, dedicated to this kind of stuff, dedicated to developing stuff for the iPad, dedicated to developing stuff for ebooks and podcasts, and making things available through Twitter and Facebook, and really, really interacting and having a conversation with the people that will be hopefully eventually buying their books or are interested at least in the kind of books that they publish. So really, there's this whole idea now that there's a digital talent emergency, that publishing companies really don't understand or at least have the talent in place in their companies to kind of implement this whole Web 2.0 strategy. So it's a really interesting discussion. So go to publishingperspectives.com, and you'll find the discussion there. And yeah, just tell them what you think. All right, I'm going to get on with some work now. Have a great day, everybody. And if you're a writer, get some writing done.